defend from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to another edition of Radio Biafra live transmission from our capital here in Enugu on this day, the 21st day of April in the year of our Lord 2014. Before I greet you, I must apologize for our late coming this very evening. I went to a very critical meeting because our job is not just to broadcast, but to ensure that Biafra comes. Some people came from far and wide to come and see me, and I had to go and see them. And unfortunately, we had to run a bit late. I would have asked London to take over, but we decided that I should run today's program from here. Therefore, we must apologize. Anytime I am away from the microphone, anytime I fail to appear 7 p.m. here in Biafraland on this very microphone, then you know that there is a slight delay somewhere. Those of you that got a bit nervous, there is nothing wrong. I'm perfectly fine. This is Radio Biafra. Therefore, we must proceed to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially the brave Biafrans who are in the eastern part of the world. Those of them who do not sleep, but stay awake 24 hours every blessed day, listening to Radio Biafra and propagating the very gospel that is the redemption of the absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are, we must welcome you. This is the fourth month following the expiration of the abominable contraption called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Therefore, wherever you are, you must put your hands together. You must put all your resources and efforts together to ensure that we pull this fraudulent edifice down. We must make sure that from the ashes of the collapse of this very horrible place on this earth called Nigeria, that Biafra rises as a phoenix out of the ashes. That is what I'm here to do, and that is what I am determined to do, and that is what, by the very special grace of God and no other, what we are going to accomplish in less than no time. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. If you're listening to my voice via www.radiobiafra.co, if you're listening to our presentation this evening via www.peopleofbiafra.org, if you are listening to me via www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, if you're listening to me via Radio Biafra app, which is free, that you can download from Android, you can download it from BlackBerry, you can download it also from iTunes. If you're listening to Radio Biafra via the satellite, which is Amos 5, I must especially welcome you, regardless of the time zone you are in the world. Our work is very simple. Preach the gospel of the restoration of Biafra. This is very God's own kingdom on this earth. You must preach it without fear. You must preach it with truth. You must preach it with honesty. That is my commission. That is our commission on Radio Biafra, and that is exactly what we are doing. And we do so without fear before our enemies. We do so knowing that as long as we acknowledge Chukwu Abiama as the creator of the heavens and the earth, as long as we praise him and him alone, there is no way that Biafra will not come. We made some very magnificent progress today here in our capital in Enugu. That has kept me away from you, but we are here to serve you. The entire executive council of the indigenous people of Biafra is here to serve the Biafran people. The editorial board of Radio Biafra is here to serve you. Every coordinator, every zonal coordinator, every PRO secretary, every treasurer, every officer of this wonderful movement, including the continental representatives, ably headed by our coordinator of all coordinators, Mazu Chenna Onyema. We are here to serve you in truth and honesty. We are here to ensure that Biafra comes and comes very quickly. We are here to put right what has gone wrong. We are here to ensure that the injustices of the past is corrected. And we are also here to seek vengeance for the death of the 3.5 million people. Those of them we are going to remember on the 30th of May. If you have not taken time off work, if you have not made arrangements with your employer, if you have not told the teachers of your children that you're withdrawing them from school on Friday, the 30th of May, now is the time to do it. You must go to your workplace and you will tell them that on the 30th of May, you will remember the second worst genocide committed on the face of the earth. You will tell them that you are going to bury properly, for the very first time in 46 years, those that were unjustly killed. We must remember our children. And as you're feeding your children wherever you are tonight, as you're tucking them into bed, as you're playing games with them, remember that children like them as well, we are starved to death by Yoruba people. You must understand that. As you're looking at your child, you must understand that 46 years ago, 47 years ago, other women, other men were exactly like you, other fathers and other mothers. They looked at their children, and in the next morning, they didn't exist anymore. They were dead. That is why we must take that very day off school for our children and take them to our rally, take them to our memorial gathering, take them to our remembrance gathering. Go there and tell them, I withdrew you from school today, that you may know that the country where you come from, that this same Biafra, that the forces of darkness did not allow to come up. You must remind your children that their obligation to their fellow children that died out of harrowing starvation, hunger, and the excruciating pain must be remembered, so that they themselves will not go through the same thing, so that mankind can no longer stand idly by and allow children to be mercilessly massacred. That is why we must remember them. Nobody has done it before. Only the editorial board of Radio Biafra, ably assisted by the executive council of the indigenous people of Biafra, is able to do this. And we are doing it not because we are anything special. We are doing it not because of anything extraordinary. We are doing it because the grace of Chukwu Abiama is with us. The grace of the God in heaven is with us. The grace of the God that made this land is with us. The grace of even those who are dead, they are with us. That is why we are going to succeed. That is why nothing is going to stop us. That is why, following the meetings I held yesterday and today, following all the people that we have been meeting, anything stupid enough to stand in our path will be completely destroyed. I can assure you, our resolve is absolute. Our determination, you cannot question. We are not going to prevaricate. We cannot afford to hesitate for one moment. Neither are we going to even contemplate retreat.
need that surrender. We are here to get Biafra, and heaven knows, or we die getting Biafra, because Biafra is the only thing worth living for. Biafra is the kingdom of Chukwu Abiama on this earth, and I consider it a privilege. I consider it an honor to serve in its restoration process. We must continue to welcome you. I must continue to please ask you to tell those around you. You must use every device, every modern media tools available to you to tell your friends and your family, everybody around you, that Radio Biafra live transmission is on. And we are coming to you from our capital in Enugu. We are here without fear before our enemies. We are here to do the will of Chukwu Abiama. And as long as we remain incorruptible, as long as we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow, as long as we anchor this Biafra upon the twin irreducible pillars of truth and honesty, there is no way that Biafra cannot come. It is mathematically impossible. It is scientifically impossible for Biafra not to come. As long as the servants of Biafra, their hands are clean, that is why we know with every shred of certainty that between now and December 31st of 2015, Biafra will come, or we burn everything down. Everything will die in this place. I can assure you, don't mess with our resolve. We want to be returned to the way we were before Frederick Lugard came. The difference between then and now is that there will be no Osu. There will be no Ohu. For those that avoid Ume, there will be no Ume either. There will be no slavery. There will be no motherless babies' home. Impossible. Absolutely impossible. It is not a way of life for our people. We cannot have it in Biafra land. There will be no idolatry. Chukwu Abiama will be our God. That is why we serve him. I am not here wasting my time to restore a Biafra of idol worshippers. It cannot happen. Chukwu Abiama is God, as referenced and evidenced in the Holy Book itself, in Exodus chapter 20, that I will keep on reminding the children of Chukwu Abiama every blessed day, that there he spoke and said, "Thou shalt not have any other God apart from me, for I am a jealous God. You reject me and I visit iniquity upon you. You accept me and I will restore your inheritance." That is why we are here. And that is why I can proclaim with every certainty, that is why I can proclaim with every conviction that Biafra is coming. There is nothing any human being born by a woman can do about it. We are in this land to worship God. He said that heaven and earth will pass away rather than his words not come to pass, for he is God. He must fulfill his own words. And his words are very simple. To you, Biafrans, you regard me as your God, you worship me as I have commanded, and I will restore your inheritance. My inheritance is Biafra. Everything I do is Biafra. That is why we are here to serve you, and we must proceed. For those of you who are able and should be able to call us, numbering in your millions all over the world, as I continue to wait for the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, the number to call remains +234 8100904599. I repeat, +234 8100904599. Our Skype line will soon be open as well. And we are here to serve you. We are here to serve the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. We are here to serve the children of God. And we are also here to serve friends of Biafra and also educate our enemies, because we don't only bring you news the way it makes sense to you. We inform, we enlighten, we educate, we ensure that real awareness is brought to your understanding of the issues around you. That is why we are here.
And as long as we pray, as long as we know that Chukwu Abiama, every blessed day is our God, as long as we back up everything we pray and ask about with tangible action, as long as we back up everything that we hold there with provable, demonstrable, practicable action, there is no way that Biafra will not come. I must welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. If there is any intermittency, please refresh. If you listen to us via satellite, you shouldn't worry at all. It should come back automatically. My name once again is Namde Kano from Isama for the Queen Ibek, but I am in my capital in Enugu, and we are here to worship Chukwu Abiama together this very evening, because this is a gospel, this is a service every blessed day. Before I go on to bring the news headlines, please, I must remind every coordinator around the world, I must remind every zonal coordinator that it is their duty, it is their responsibility to ensure that adequate arrangements are in place to bring about that adequate In fact, I was not able to understand the reason why every coordinator, every zonal coordinator, every national coordinator should not be prepared. I am waiting for the barrister. I expect the barrister to please come back to me. And here he is. The barrister has joined me. And I must welcome him. I should have said with open arms, but I am over 3,000 miles away. But in spirit, the barrister is with me and has remained with me. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law. He is not a solicitor, he is a barrister in no other place than England and Wales. He is not in the league of some people. That is why I boast every blessed day that we have genuine and very learned men and women all over the world supporting this very endeavor. And this same barrister that I talk about will please acknowledge the presence of the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world this very minute, please.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to you. We've spoken off air. I have to say hi to you once again. For our great all Biafrans who are created everywhere, including those brave men and a woman who are well set on your right, some on your left. That is how you know when somebody got tangible, realistic support. Director, you got people all around you. All over the world, east, west, north, and south. We are all over the place because we have this almighty hope and belief that Biafra is coming, and so it shall be. And that is why all of us are speaking from the same hymn sheet, because Chukwu Abiama has ordained it that we must, all of us, congregate, bring about the restoration of Biafra. Wherever you are, we thank you for the support you've given to Radio Biafra and the support you've given to All Biafra. Today is another broadcasting day for us. We implore you to come together with your listening devices. And of course, we always stress it. Do not allow your listening devices to be running while you are still talking to the director. It brings a lot of confusion, interferes. It makes it look childish. Please adhere to this instruction. Once you got your name mentioned, turn off your listening devices. Radio Biafra is fully recorded. You can listen to it tomorrow or the next day after. Anything we say, nothing is taken away from all we discussed. But of course, Radio Biafra, we don't interview. We don't know who's calling. All we need from you, just your name, where you came from, and where you're calling from. That's all. You'll be enjoying with all the people all over the world. Good evening, Director. I instead to ask all of you to bring your pen and papers so that few things down. Good evening to all of you. I'm standing by, Director.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister himself, that this is Radio Biafra, a confirmation that we are coming to you live and direct from our capital here in Enugu, from the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra, answering to Biafrans in every country and in every territory where they find themselves. If you have not joined us, it's very, very easy. Just go to Facebook and type in Biafrans in wherever you are, and you must be able to follow us. We must welcome you once again. Other people are calling us. Please, we ask you to wait. When our lines does open, we shall begin to take your calls. But for now, I must attempt to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, the 21st day of April in the year of our Lord 2014, with a few more days to go before we remember those that died, before we remember those and honor those that died, that we may live. This is Radio Biafra. We are reporting that same fever is here once again, that Gowon has spoken. Gowon is now telling us that he suspects that there is going to be war. Gowon is telling us that he is suspecting, not just suspecting, but there is confirmation that there is war going on in the zoo. That the same method he used to try to bring to an end the freedom of the indigenous people of Biafra, he is recommending the same solution. I don't see how that is going to work, because we are here also ready to make sure that we do what is right, and that thing is to make sure absolutely and categorically that Biafra is set free. We are also telling you this evening that Nigeria lacks political will to fight insecurity, according to Arewa youth leader. We are also reporting that the Sultan of Sokoto should lead Muslims in protest against Boko Haram, according to Arigbeshola. And also somebody is recommending how to put an end to Boko Haram insurgency. And also, did I not tell you that they will kill Jonathan? Sometimes people don't give us the credit that we deserve. I told you that they will kill Jonathan. Abubakar Shekau, or whatever his name is, have now said, I will kill Jonathan alone. And they are going to do it. One thing Jonathan must understand is that they killed Anwar Sadat. The Brotherhood killed Anwar Sadat. You are nobody. They killed Benazir Bhutto. Therefore, you are nobody. If they want to assassinate you, Jonathan, you are gone. Because the more mayhem they cause, the better for them. And there is nothing anybody can do about that. It's only if Buhari asks them to stop. Only Buhari can stop them. And that is why we are saying today to our people, wherever they may be, that the zoo has literally come to an end. We are also reporting today that it has been exposed that Saudi Arabia are also the sponsors of Boko Haram. Saudi Arabia, they are the sponsors of Boko Haram. Our people are procrastinating, our people are prevaricating, but in the very land of the Arabs and the Muslims, they are gathering together to ensure that the survival of their religion, the propagation of their religion, will not cease until our people are completely and totally conquered. That is also what we are reporting. We are making it abundantly clear also that on this day, when Gowon himself have decided, oh my dear Lord, 15 people killed again as gunmen invade Taraba. It is quite critical, and that the issue of Saudi Arabia supporting the killing of us Biafrans was even captured in a video. How sad can that be? This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we remind you, wherever you are on this planet, to please continue to inform those around you that we are on, that you are transmitting live. Some people sometimes think that it is impossible for us to do what we are doing, but we are here doing so because we believe in what we are, we believe in who we are, and because we know that Biafra is here to stay. It is a civil war going on. We are now going on to bring you our truncated, I must say, news briefing, because our meeting is ongoing. I left them at the meeting. People came from all over the place. I left them at the meeting to come back to our studios to present this very program, after which I shall be returning to the meeting. A civil war, says Gowon. All this time we have been procrastinating, giving just a little, not because we can't, but just to say we are involved.
Somebody is writing and commenting on this very clear case. We are Gowon is saying it is a civil war. This man is still talking. The people that Gowon killed, we are going to remember on the 31st. The people that this man rendered asunder, the people that this man rendered useless, we are going to remember them on the 30th of May. And he is still talking because we allowed Gowon to be alive. You know the funniest thing, there is nobody like Gowon who is free walking about all over the world. It is only Biafran people that allowed Gowon to get away with genocide because we had no media, because our people did not think it necessary for us to get a media. That is why Gowon is saying what he's saying, and that is why nobody is challenging him. And now that we have come to challenge him, we must do everything humanly possible. We must do everything within our powers to ensure that we bring this man to an end. We must ensure that Gowon will in his lifetime not only see Biafra, and we must extract our revenge from him. We must. General Yakubu Gowon, who led Nigeria through a 30-month war of genocide against Biafrans yesterday, lamented that the country had fallen into full-scale war with the spate of crisis in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, in the Hausa Fulani territories. I told you before Gowon said this, I reminded you 9 months ago that the zoo was at war. But as I keep telling you all the time, because I am not Pastor Adeboye, because I am not Pastor Kumiyi, because I'm not Pastor, what is that name of that rogue, Joshua? Nobody seems to listen. I am not a prophet. I don't predict things. We just look at the trends. It is there for all to see. It is called political science. It's actually a science, you know. I told you 9 months ago that the zoo is at war. Some of the idiots fathered by Hausa Fulani men bearing Igbo names, they were calling me all sorts of names, saying things to me. How can you say that you are scaremongering? Today, Gowon, no other than the arch genocidist himself, have spoken. The zoo is at war. His assertion was corroborated by the Non-Academic Staff Union of Educational and Associated Institutions. This is just the name of a collection of idiots who cannot teach. Their name is Non-Academic Staff Union of Educational and Associated Institutions. And they're not English people, you know. They came as the governor of Borno State, Alhaji Kashim Shettima, lamented that the last 7 days have been the worst in his life, following the abduction of 129 girls from a secondary school in the state. He disclosed that 7 more girls had escaped from the hideout of the Boko Haram insurgents, bringing the number of those remaining in captivity of the Islamic insurgents to 77. Meanwhile, despite Saturday's formal lapse of the state of emergency in the troubled northeast, the military remained fully deployed in the three states with strict restriction on the movement of persons in the state. A Hausa governor is upset because 129 girls were abducted. This man said, Governor Shettima, I give him respect for this, he said, the last 7 days have been the worst of my life. The reason being that 129 little girls in my state were kidnapped. I want people to contrast what a Hausa governor is saying with Igbo governors. Contrast and compare what they are saying. Igbo people stood idly by, and over 1,000 of them were massacred. Not one single governor said anything. Not one single soul. They can't say anything because those that put them in power are Hausa, Islamic, Boko Haram sympathizers. That is why they cannot say anything. That is why their life essentially is useless. They are there. They can't even open their mouth to say anything about the same people they claim to be leading.
and some people refer to them as Igbo leaders. Quite clearly, they are not. We must continue. And this is our signature headline this very evening, which I told you. The reason why I happen on this very news all the time is that when it happens, you know we told you so. I am not afraid of death, and I pray that God should let me be killed by an unbeliever so I can gain his paradise. We don't love this sinful world. This is according to Shekau, the leader of Boko Haram, the dreaded man that strikes fear into the heart of Jonathan. We don't love this sinful world of yours. We want to die and go to the presence of him who created everyone so that we can enjoy ourselves. I don't care if you call me a liar, a madman, or a stupid person. All I know is that you are all ignorant. We are the ones that carried out the Abuja operation and every other recent attacks. Today, wherever you are, if you don't follow the way of Allah, this calamity will befall you. Jonathan, if you don't repent and follow the path of God, you will find yourself alone before your Creator. Yes, I am the dreaded Shekau, the one even Obama fears. Not even Obama. Even if Pharaoh were alive today, he will reckon with me. To hell with the United Nations. To hell with Ban Ki-moon. To hell with Obama. Yes, we did the bombing in Inyanya. We did it. In other words, if you can understand or decipher or decode what they are saying, in essence, this man is saying he's going to kill Jonathan himself because he wants to die. He wants to die and depart from this sinful world. He went on to also tell you or to remind you of what I had told you earlier, that the process of Islamization is gathering momentum. The agenda of Buhari, the agenda of Babangida, the agenda of the Sultan of Sokoto, with the help of Ojus Okalum, Rocha Sokorocha, and Owazurike, is to Islamize everybody. This is what they have done to Islamize us. Owazurike is using Biafra, Nemanyi Futufunyo. And then, even Biafra has been compromised and offered on the altar of their Allah. They have sold the name Biafra to the gutter. That is why people are dying recklessly here, where I am. People are dying every blessed day. In their tens of hundreds, not Boko Haram. Because that iniquity that Chukwu Abiyama promised is being visited upon our people. Only those who are in Biafra, only those that believe that Chukwu Abiyama is God, it is because of them that we have not faced complete annihilation. That is why it is rather very, very sad that these things are happening in our lifetime at a time when we thought that we should be able to come here and make a difference. These people are killing us. They are killing us because, quite honestly, we are useless. Very, very useless. But I thank the Biafran people, the indigenous people of Biafra, all those that, regardless of what we say, they are strongly behind what we are doing, because they know that we represent the truth. They know that we represent everything that is good about Biafra, because we are without fear before our enemies, because we are going to pursue this very journey that we are in. Until Biafra comes, we are not going to relent. We are going to get Biafra, and the people must understand that. Those are the major headlines and the news, very truncated news coverage we are presenting today. As some people have said to the Sultan, why don't you come out and lead a protest? But of course he can't come out to lead a protest. He will not, or else they will kill him. I shall wait for the barrister to please rejoin us to give us his understanding of the news we are presenting this very day. But before then, I will go to my dear brother, Osito Keke, is here with me. He came from Thailand to serve his country. The rest of us are in meetings everywhere. Sister Rita Nibog is in a meeting today. So also is Chuka Bosa and Ike Tukwe Nyago. Our people are attending meetings trying to bring to fore what we promised you. Bring it to the front so that you can see it. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, Director. Good evening, my fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafran, even the enemy of Biafrans all over the world.
Sorry, Osita, let's take this call from Ikechukwu. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, you can't hear me. Please go ahead.
We welcome you to today's edition of Radio Biafra from our studio here at our capital, Enugu. We say, may God bless you as you continue.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We have a caller on the line. Our lines are opened. The caller on the phone, please give us your name and where you're calling from. You're very lucky. You're even speaking to us before the very eminent barrister himself. Can you hear me? No, they have gone. They are not there. I don't know why they went. I don't know why they couldn't stay. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone?
Yes.
Please raise your voice. You're speaking as if you're under the bed. Can you please raise your voice? We are very vibrant. This is your radio station, and the whole world wants to hear your voice. Please, go ahead.
All right, sir. So, actually, we are catching a little bit problem. I didn't know what is happening. The broadcast, we're not hearing it.
The broadcast is on. The broadcast is on. I can tell you that the broadcast is on. We are streaming live and direct. Please go to peopleofbiafra.org. Please go to biafratelevision.co. Please go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If you cannot get us on radiobiafra.co, we have listed alternative websites and listening posts where you can go to listen to us. Please go to peopleofbiafra.org. org.org. Okay.
Right,
thank you.
Right, thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you. The barrister has joined me. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, can hear you quite clearly.
Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Thank you for the brief discussion, which of course you read in brief, and we have to follow it in brief. Let me take this issue with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia have been known, even during Nigerian Biafran War, they supported the Yoruba House of Fulani Boko Haram. We are not surprised. The only surprise I have is that our people are so gullible. And when I say our people, only three of them who joined the House of Fulani Boko Haram. People like Otus or Kanu, protest them. And those who are with the House of Fulani Boko Haram, they are interested in politics, making money. But the ordinary people are left to die and rotten. But whoever is watching, this time around, it's not going to be like before. There will be a complete new revolution to what is about to come. The one has already seen it. The handwriting on the wall, according to the Bible, the one has seen the handwriting on the wall. I don't know the system he used before. Is it a system of taxation or the system of support from the United States, from Britain, from France, and from all over the world? Is that the system he's talking about? No, things have changed. The Afrans have more friends now than ever before. We are all over the place than ever before. The Afrans are now in charge of their own lives. And we are taking advantage of that particular environment. This guy, Sekau, wants to die. Director, if you really understand what this guy is talking, it's the same ideology of brainwashing. When they die, they will get heaven, searches in heaven. He said he will enjoy himself there. I don't know how a dead person will go and enjoy when they are anyway. That is a disillusion. Magic they give them. Die, when you go to heaven, you have seven brand new girls. Yeah. You've forgotten he's the man who likes to marry young girls. That's why he's an amazing director, if you don't know. You forgot that he's the same guy who went to Egypt to marry a 6 or 7 year old girl. And now all these young girls have been adopted. That's why this guy sounds lamenting. You think that he's talking for talking's sake. is talking because the girls he is supposed to marry have been taken away by Boko Haram. And that's why he is now shocked. But since their friends have been killed, this guy has never been shocked. They have taken away all those young girls. He's talking about being shocked that he can't sleep and all the rest of that rubbish. You don't believe them. Parents, be mindful of those guys. They are very slippery. They are very, very cunning. They are crafty. They think, they say, you cannot believe them. They will play politics on top of politics. But when you look at behind the politics, they are playing is completely emptiness. We know them. We don't take a word from them. Especially that go on, that's been moving up and down. The wrath of God will catch up with them very soon. Director, I'm making my own analysis in brief, just like you did, Director. I cannot overtake what Director has said before. But I'm standing by. Thank you.
Thank you very much. A while ago, I did report also a few. You know when they said about the power plant? Oh, that is bad energy. He's building power plant in Aba. Things are happening. What did I tell you? It has gone the way of the others. That is this very breaking news I must bring to people. Deceit, incompetence, corruption prevent $530 million Aba power plant project. What did I tell you? Hausa people will not allow you to build any factory that will employ more than 50 people. They can allow you for some time if they have interest in it, and after that they shut it down. If you supply power to Aba, we stop traveling abroad looking for visa. And the Hausa Fulani people, they need us to be traveling abroad, so nobody will talk about Biafra. That is why when they heard that I came back, they were in a state of shock. When they heard that we came back from abroad, from good life, they became surprised. Aba power plant is shut down, not because of corruption, I don't agree, because people don't know that lack of power supply is a deliberate economic tool designed to impoverish people in the zoo. If you give us electricity, we can do wonders. Even that they took from us. Every industry around Enugu here is not working. There is no industry in the entire Biafra land that employs up to 50 people. If you know, please tell me. If you know, tell me. Only where they make beer for Peter Obi, Ekwensu, evil man, that people congregate and say he's a good man and pray to Chukwu Abiyama, please, may you visit everybody that says that Peter Obi is a good man. May you visit their families with death and destruction. The same way this man killed those young men and dumped them in Ezu River. May Satan also visit their families, kill them, and dump them in even a worse place. That is what we have. Governors. No factory that employs up to 50 people. They leave us to build the factories ourselves. They can't even give us power. You go and buy a generator, there is no petrol, there is petrol scarcity. Everywhere we come from to try to survive, they make life impossible for us because they see us as slaves. They want us to be cattle headers. That's what they want. So we can be driving cattle for them from place to place. That is an abomination. That cannot be allowed to happen. They did not count on us coming. That is what I say. Oh, two things guide me in what I do. My obligation to the dead, those who are going to mourn on the 30th of May, far outweighs that which I owe to the living. So no living person can stop me from doing Biafra. That is number one. And number two, we must put an end to this rubbish. I cannot be a Hausa Fulani slave. If you're comfortable with it, Chineke Goziege, not me. I'm not happy about it. We have a caller on the phone. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you give me your name and where you are? You are through to Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
My name is Aja Henry Chimobi.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ondo State, Akure.
Please go ahead.
I'm from Ebonyi State.
Please go ahead.
Director, I'm glad that you received my call today. I've been trying to get to Radio Biafra since, but it's always not possible to me. So So I'm happy, sir, that you, because people, they do doubt you that you cannot come back to Nigeria, to the zoo. But I'm glad that you made it. And people are here watching or listening to the news, seeing it live that you are in Biafra land. So I'm happy. And yesterday you said you went to Ebonyi State. So it's a thing of joy. So I congratulate you, and I believe that as time goes on, I mean, it will not be too long, and this dream of Biafra will come true. So God will be with you and protect you anywhere you go.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I heard him. I like that. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. We are here preaching this very wonderful gospel, and our lines are open, please. The lines of Radio Biafra is once again open. Our Skype is open. So also is our telephone line as well. And we have our Enugu coordinator here. They went to a meeting, and they are back. He will tell us about the meeting this very moment, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Director. Good evening, my brothers and sisters, Biafrans worldwide.
Because of the fan, please. That's why I wanted to move away from the range. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
And those of you at home in Biafra land, wherever you may be right now, listening to this very voice, I say, may Chukwu Abiyama, the creator of all things, Chineke Onyokuke. Nanyelugi. We are just back from Owerri.
And how was the meeting?
We had a very wonderful meeting. Our people.
You know, we don't lie here. How was the? I'll ask you again. How was the meeting? We don't need lies. If people did not come, you tell us nobody came.
No,
I don't like lies. How was the meeting?
Very, very wonderful, Director. We meet a lot of people, personalities, and they are very much angry about what is going on in the land, and they bring so many beautiful ideas and the plans which we are going to execute as soon as possible.
These are the women?
Yes, our women, yeah. They are out. And they are out for something beautiful. Because they all say that they are the victim all the time. The children dying are their own children. The men that are dying are equally their own husbands, and many of them are their sons as well. We now have more number of widows. We now have more number of widows in Igbo land, owing to the fact that it's either our men are dying out of
frustration no
and
job
brain poverty, or their men are being killed in the north. So if you check the profile, you now find out that we are having more number of widows in our land these days. So these women are really angry about what's going on, and very soon they will take the lead. Thank
you. Of course. Thank you. I told you that they will. Our women, very, very strong, and they will. I said it before, if we had a woman since, instead of that Osman, as the caller was written now, Osman, Usman. People didn't know he was working for Hausa people before, did you? He was bailing them. He was working for them before. They are finished. He is finished. We shall remember dead Masop members. Those Masop members that thought they were fighting for their country, we are going to honor them as well. We shall remember them because they went into that very place fighting for their country. Therefore, they died for Biafra. And we must remember them. We have to honor them. We have a caller on Skype and also one on the phone. First of all, we take the one on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Whilst I ask the one on Skype to remain, please go ahead.
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
I am speaking to you, my dear brother. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
You are welcome, Director. My name is Emmanuel Chidudi. I am calling from Italy, and by special grace of God, I am serving the indigenous people of Biafra here in Italy as a PRO.
Yes.
So, Director, you are welcome to Biafra land. God bless you, sir.
And you too. Thank you.
So, Director, I want to use this opportunity to announce to every indigenous people of Biafra here in Padova, environ that our meeting will be coming up on next Sunday, being on 27th of April, this year of our Lord 2014. So I'm using this opportunity to urge every of our brothers and sisters residing here in Adoval environ to remember them concerning our meeting. I know that our last meeting was great, but we expect this particular one to be more greater. Please, wherever you are listening, because I find out many of our people in Padova environment here also, they used to listen to Radio Biafra, but coming out, they can't come out. And our problem of our people here is they want to catch fish without their water, their hand touching water. Please, wherever you are listening here, if you know that you are in this particular Padova, we are having our regional meeting here. Please, I urge you to come out. Everything is not money. Whether in your idea, whether you are anything you can be in order to move this problem forward, please, we urge you to come out. Listening alone cannot be Biafra, or you stay in your home, you say, oh, hey, Biafra, can't bring can't make the restoration of Biafra to come to pass. Please, we urge you, wherever you are within this environment, please, we urge you to come out. And I use this opportunity once again to announce to every subcoordinator here in Italy, if you are listening to me now, we are based on the national coordinator's direction. Every secretary, every financial secretary, every treasurer, every PRO, I mean subcoordinator here in Italy. Please, if you know all this particular post or your executive you are using to work for your country in different regions here in Italy, please, we urge you to let them supply their Facebook ID or their Skype ID. We want to use it to form a forum so that we can use, know how we coordinate ourselves, know how we pass news for ourselves. Please, if you know or you are listening, wherever, just notify your coordinator, wherever you are within this Italian region. We urge you and we believe that God will bless you as you do so. Thank you very much, Director. I don't have more to comment on, but all we know is that whatever a man sowed, I mean, I'm talking to Gowon, assuming he's listening now. Whatever a man sowed for this particular word, he will need to reap the reward. The reward for that one, his one Nigeria, is coming upon him, and I pray that more is coming upon him, and whosoever that concocted this particular thing, more is coming upon them. And I bless them as they use this particular to support the Japan people. I know the Almighty God will definitely deal with them. Even this one is just a mere play. But I thank God they are receiving it small, small. This one is just the beginning of the matter. Thank you, Director, and I thank you for the great work you are doing for our people. And I bless you. You're going and coming back. God will definitely protect you. And even our brothers who is staying in that particular place, and I urge them, God is their friend. They are working for their country, and we are not here. We are not relenting here. We are fighting whatever that we will use to help them, to support them, to try as far as we can do in order to move this struggle ahead. We thank you all. We appreciate you all. Thank you, and God bless you, Director.
Thank you very much. You have done a very wonderful job. You did it when I was there. You were excellent. You traveled with me to most of the places that I went to. The love you have for your country is exceptional. It is because of people like you. That is why we do what we do. And of course, the memory of those that they slaughtered, those that they killed, innocent children. Little children that even the Bible said that Yeshua admonish people for keeping children away from him, saying the kingdom of heaven is like these children because they are pure. What did those children do to Awolowo? Nobody can answer that question. But they were starved to death. A very painful, harrowing death they suffered. Bloated and dead on the 30th of May. We remember them. We have a caller on Skype. The caller on Skype, please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting from our capital. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Osas Iro. I'm calling from Switzerland.
From Switzerland. Please go ahead.
Good evening. I just want to congratulate you people for this effort that we are making to try to really divide the country, because the country is too big. That is why the president that is controlling it, they cannot control it because the country is too big. And for long, our president, that is Ojukwu himself that started, have already tried to do it so, but people didn't understand why. It is now we the young shall grow. We are not trying to understand that the country was really too big for one president to control. I really appreciate you people's effort. And I still want to ask, I don't know where Edo State will be, because me, I'm from Edo State. I don't know where Edo State will be in the map, because I don't know if we are going to be under Biafra or where we are going to be later in the future. That's why I just say, let me congratulate you people and still ask.
Yes, we are going to allow people that want to join Biafra to join. Biafra means come and join. Anybody that wants to join Biafra is welcome to do so. It's as simple as that. That is who we are. We have Edo women attending our meetings in various places around Europe. Very, very strong. And we want them to be a part of. I have always said it. I have not hidden my admiration for Edo people. For the simple reason that
we are all together. Me, myself, I'm already Biafra. Even the big cut Edo State to Biafra. Me, I appreciate the work you people are trying to do to cut that country, because it's too big for one man to control it. And I still have a friend here who would like to talk with you people. Please, just hold on. Let me pass over to him. Thank you for picking up my call.
No
Thank
problem.
You. Good night.
Thank you very
and
much.
I wish you the best of the best. We are going to win Biafra land in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much. To the next person, please. Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Your name, please. Your name.
Hello?
Yes, please. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. This is Ifanyi calling from Switzerland.
Ifanyi, what is your surname?
Yeah, please.
Ifanyi, what is your surname? Mahana Gobogeni. Ifanyi, what is your surname?
Okoye.
Okoye, please go ahead.
Yeah, please, I don't know what happened. We cannot download this editing. The live broadcast is not, we cannot download it again. I don't know if it's a problem.
Hang on, are you listening to this program now, live, or the previous ones
yes.
you can download?
Are I'm
you,
listening to it live now.
But you cannot download the previous ones?
Yes.
But you can play it. When you play it, can you listen to it?
Yeah, but because of time, because, you know, we are working
okay.
here.
Okay, I will tell you why. I will tell you why. We are trying to improve the security on our site. Do you know that Good Luck Jonathan paid people to try to, not to try, they attack Radio Biafra over 600 times every day. Do you know that?
I didn't know that, but I believe
it's not you. We caught the person. What the person does is that they will go into our website and they'll start downloading every program we ever made going back nearly 2 years, thereby drawing down the bandwidth on the site and making it impossible for people to enter.
Okay.
So
okay.
because of that, we removed the download functionality. You can only have play. Yet okay. they're attacking us. Good Luck Jonathan is voting money, $300 million, to stop Radio Biafra from broadcasting. I hope that Shekau kills him off.
Which is the money that is supposed to be used to do something for the common people?
Exactly.
This would have been money used to solve problems for the common people.
Exactly.
I wonder why our president is doing this to us. We voted him in there. We voted him in there.
It's very sad. Very, very
sad.
It's terrible.
Director, I want to thank you. I thank you. You know, I am not thanking you because of anything, but I am appreciating your good work.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate that you are crying for those that have no one to cry for them. You know, if you are to be one of those pastors, I know you will have more followers than what you have now.
I will have
but
a ship.
I believe
I won't have an aeroplane. I have a warship.
Our people are coming up.
They are coming.
Some of the Edo people are interested. They are under Abunapule's. Those who like the truth know that you are saying the truth, and they want to come in and join.
Let them come. I like Edo people personally. I like them. I love them. Edo. Has anybody ever heard me before criticize Edo? I have never. Never, ever, ever. Because they are warriors. Because they are brave. Because they are not conspiratorial like the Yoruba people. Yoruba Mahabo. With Edo, you know where you stand. Their yes is their yes. Their no is their no. That's why I like them. The only thing is that we are Republicans. They are monarchical. The only solution we can have is what I call the Monaco solution, which is you can have a principality being governed by a monarch, an absolute or a paramount ruler of some sort, yet within a Republican society like France. That is the analogy I'm using. But what we don't want to do, people have warned, is to create another Nigeria within Biafra. So there is a very serious intellectual debate taking place. If Edo people can submit to the republicanism which we are going to pursue, where everybody is equal, we don't lie down before anybody. If they can accept that, then they can come. If they can't accept it, then it will be very, very difficult. But for me personally, my preference will be to have a door with us. I like them very much. Very, very much. I do.
Okay.
I do. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, director. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have somebody on the line, on the phone?
Hello, director. Good evening.
Good evening. Please raise your voice for us. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, director. My name is Austin Okoye. I'm calling from Ukraine.
Yes, please go ahead, Okoye. Go ahead from Ukraine.
Director, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing for our people and our brothers there who came from different countries, and they are now back in Biafra land. I want to thank them for their sacrifice. And I want to say something that I believe that some people are still following Waziriki. They have not, you know, one thing about our people is that they don't ask questions. Somebody is claiming that he's leading you, he's fighting for Biafra, and our people are being killed in a different state across the northern part. Every day we are hearing that people are killing our people, they broke around our killing our people. And there was a who is claiming that he's fighting for Biafra. No. I've never heard him.
No, he will kidnap you. As they are killing you, he's here kidnapping, raping little girls, and disrupting traders. He has built the largest criminal fraternity in this part of the world. A bunch of imbeciles.
I don't know why we still have some people following him. I don't know why we still have some people who still believe in him.
I met one of them today, and I lectured him. I told them that after the 30th of May, the spirit of all those that died, this name Biafra that you are messing about with, you and your master, all of you will go mad. He was shocked. I told him, you people are a disgrace to freedom fighting. This is not freedom fighting. You are bringing dishonor and shame to the name Biafra. And they're telling me nonsense that they are doing it. Why can't we get together? I told them, you come out tomorrow. I will lead this very group myself. We go and attack Boko Haram. Since you claim you have this, you have that. They won't do it. Instead, they're in Onitsha, attacking traders in Onitsha. And these are freedom fighters. I told them that they have ignited something that will consume them. Unless they change the useless leadership they have. 1 minute you are in Abuja, the next minute you are in Lagos, the next minute I'm a Biafran freedom fighter. Ndiara. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, director.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Onyemazu Wamoku calling from Switzerland.
From Switzerland, please go ahead.
Yeah, director. Thank you, people, for the wonderful work people are doing. Then I've been trying to call to ask for the satellite, how to make the satellite, how to get in touch with people who is in charge of the satellite, because I want to take one to my family so that they can be listening to Radio Biafra, they can inform other people, because I like the wonderful work people are doing.
This is the number to call and it will be arranged. We are actually going to, Delta tomorrow, is that correct? The winner part of Delta, is it Asaba? That's a boy tomorrow. We are also going to Delta tomorrow as well to fit for people. The number to call is this. 090.
Okay. 1 minute. 00234.
Yeah. 90.
090. Yeah.
9466.
9466.
58.
58.
24.
24.
I repeat. 090.
Yep.
9466.
Yep.
5824.
All right. Thank you very much, Ray.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra.
And bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? If you can, you give us your name and where you are.
Hello. Good evening, Director. Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, please.
Yes. My name is Ketin Nolen. I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Director, I just want to thank you for this work you have been doing. I've been trying for so long to get in contact, talk with you. In fact, today I'm very happy to talk that my voice will be heard.
Yes.
On the end. So in fact, I'm feeling very happy. But there is one contribution I want to make today, because most of the time, like, so you have apologized for today. I'm saying that most of the time when you not come out maybe early enough, many of us have been sick. So today I was ready and said today I will talk.
That's good.
And I saw when we come here your voice, I'm feeling sick. And my husband has started calling me Biafra woman.
That's how it should be.
I go now. I talk about Biafra. I speak of studies in Israel. But I can't imagine from her head how they reason that they will come and say, you are a woman and you even carry Biafra's mom. I say, yes, you need to. When you hear truth, come spiritually. Then you have to follow it the way it is touching your heart. So I don't know why our men have seen this. But I pray every day, one by one, they will be touching my spirit and start to come up and support this book.
Thank
also,
you.
Also, I pray for you that God will close that to you and thank you. You're very risky. I cry for you. When I not happy, very happy today that I have.
My dear sister, please, you may have to call us back because the line is not very clear. I have seen the name you're calling with. Once your name comes up again, I will take it. I ask you to please cut the call and call us back again. If you do so, I will take your call. Thank you very much for that. I like it. What she was saying is, of course, correct. A lot of people are calling us from Switzerland. Maybe they have found Abacha's loot. I want to use it to buy weapons for us. Let's see. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay, this is Marjorie. This is me. I am calling from Switzerland.
Please go ahead.
Director, I thank you so much for what you are doing for the indigenous people of Biafra. We all know that it's not easy, but we have to keep our head up and continue till Biafra comes. And there is something I want to say concerning there are other people that called from Switzerland, and actually, I don't know these very names. As in people that are coming for the meeting of the indigenous people of Biafra in Switzerland, But I hope they are listening to me right now. And I would like when somebody called from Switzerland, please ask them if they are among the family of Biafra in Switzerland. Because we know that there are many silent listeners. So, but we encourage them to come to our meetings, that they should go to Facebook and type in Biafra in Switzerland in their searching list, and they will find it, and they have to join the group, and the admin manager will accept them. And they will see our updates. When we are making our meeting, we have meeting in Zurich, we have in Oten, and also we have in Bern, and we are trying to set one up in Geneva. So that they can come and contribute in their opinion and whatever they have to support this struggle, so that Switzerland will come up like every other countries also. I don't like that they call only Radio Biafra and they don't come to meetings. They have to do everything. They have to do theory and also do practical. And concerning Owazike is just a compromiser. And very soon, even those guys that he is leading, he didn't want to kill him. He knows it. And the director, I must thank you, because actually I'm telling you, you are the Messiah of our own time. We have no any other Messiah to wait for, because freedom is what we need. Freedom is important in our life. We are suffering every day we are. We are suffering. No matter how much we have, no matter how much we have made in this world, when you look down where you come from, you know that you are nobody. Your money can never save you. And that is it. So I really thank you, and everybody that is contributing in this struggle, we will surely get our freedom. I posted in my Facebook about the 30th of May, our Heroes and Heroes Day, Memorial Day. And somebody was encountering me, telling me that there will be no new support, anything bloodshed, that we just have to seek the face of God. And you know, this guy that is telling me, I was a member of Charismatic, and he is the leader, and he is telling me that, so I have changed, I'm no more praying or going to church. I say, I now ask you, since we are born, you think that all the prayers that have been going through in Nigeria and in the other land, that means God are not really answering those prayers? Because he said that we seek the forgiveness of God and mercy of God. That means over this year, there is no mercy of God in us. I'm telling them, stop joking, stop fooling yourself. Only prayers can never save you, because the Bible said that heaven helps those who help themselves. Prayers are good, but after prayers is just a theory. After prayer, you put it in practice, so that you can walk. And I wonder people that are in the church praying, and Boko Haram is throwing bomb in the church and bomb them. Where are their souls? God will ask them questions. You have to fight for your freedom. Jesus Christ can never come down and give you freedom. You have to fight for it. And this is the hard time our people got to know, that they have to stand up for their freedom and claim their land. Bible lets us know that He will help us, God will help us to fight and restore our land, and in that what we believe. Fighting is the beginning start today. It's from Bible. All the Old Testament is about a war. God's people fought in war, and God lead them too. So our own will not be different. We have to fight it and end it. And I'm telling you, Director, I am still the general provost of Switzerland. And any time, any day, they call on me to come down. I have told my wife, I want to fight for Biafra. And if I die here, I go. But if I didn't die, I will come back to her in Switzerland. I want a place. It's not possible that I will live down there in Biafra land. But I need a country where so that when I'm going my home, I go my home with peace and happiness. I know that I'm going in a good country that is well prepared, like every other country in Europe. This is what we are fighting for. Not when I'm going home, I'm fearing kidnapping. I'm fearing that if I open my drink, somebody will poison me. I need a country where when I open my drink, I can go 20 miles and come back and still have my drink, and nobody will poison me. This is the country we need. So I urge everyone to come and join this struggle. Let us go out of this bondage, out of this atrocity called Nigeria. Nigeria is not our country. We don't belong there. But if you think you belong there, I'm sorry for you. In fact, I don't have any sorry for you. When Boko Haram will kill you. Thank you, my director, and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on the line, on the phone. Your name and where you are, you have been holding for a very long time, and we are very grateful for that. Please speak that the world may hear you. Go ahead.
Yes. Adekumaya.
Go ahead.
I'm talking.
Go ahead, we are listening.
Adekumaya.
No, I don't think he's here. It could be a wrong number instead. Down, please. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Emeku Mewane, calling from Igwacha in Biafra.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program.
Yes, Director. I've been trying to get hold of you over 1 week now. And it's so difficult to get hold of you.
It is.
Director, I am glad you are in Biafra land, not broadcasting live. You know, some persons say you cannot come to Biafra land to broadcast. And I believe after this episode, they are going to keep their mouth shut.
No, they won't. No, they will not. They will ask me, they ask me, so what are they going to ask me? They will say, but you have not started fighting Boko Haram yet. And then when I start fighting Boko Haram, they will say, oh, but Biafra hasn't come yet. When I get Biafra, they will say,
what would they be doing? Would they be there as a watchdog asking questions? What I want to say is that if they open their mouth again, we will shut it for them. Yes. Director, I want to say a few things. But before I go ahead, I want to say my thanks to Lolo Karamonde. And yourself and the every member of the board of the Biafra. Hello.
We are listening. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yes, I want to let the world know that we have been subjugated in this country. We are like slaves in our own land. About a few days ago, there are people they call in Port Harcourt here. They call them Timari. These people, what they are doing is you will go to a road under construction and you will hire a mopo man and will be waiting for vehicles, unsuspecting motorists. When you apply the service lane, because the road is under construction, that is this way through. So every motorist is using one lane. And what you do is, as both of us, everybody is using one lane, you will not wait at the service lane. Anybody who enters that, you will run the person and struggle steering with the person. A few days ago, they struggled with one of my friends and they had an accident. They rushed the guy, jumped into the vehicle. Before you know it, the vehicle hit a bicycle. An ice cream seller. They went to police station and all that. We spent no less than 30,000 naira in that month. And this is a fellow in his own right. He didn't pay any law because he was flying a service plane. And though it's under construction. You know, because we are from Igbo, they will see us as a prayer, as meat to eat. And at the end of the day, we will succumb. And there is no way to report your matter. I find this country is concerned. So I'm happy that we now have a radio station, a voice to project our cause to the whole world. And I want to say that we are not going to stop. We will continue in our support to project our plight and our voice and our problems to the entire world. And by the grace of Chukwu Abiam, I believe in the nearest future, we are going to have our republic. Where there will be equal rights. Where there will be law and order. Not where many uniforms will be intimidating a citizen. because they are on uniform. Even when they are doing illegal work, and there is no way to report your matter. Senator, I'm glad to hear your voice this evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very
yes,
much.
Yes, Director. I'm senior, Director. Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I also want to talk about your security, dear Director.
Yes.
I want to say that you should be on top of everything to beat every the strategy of Nigerian security apparatus to make sure that they are countered and not giving a chance at all. I know that there are plans against us. So I advise that we open our eyes wide and strategize very well and should have a better security strategy so that
yes.
We can be going and coming with us.
Don't worry. Chukabosa is here. Ositekeke is here. BLC is with me. Ikechukwu is with me. My security couldn't be better. I have told you people before. I have, and I'll keep saying it. If anything happens to me here, kill Owazurike and the family and the children wherever they are. Kill Rochas Okorocha, the wife and the children. Kill Oju Zokalo, the wife and the children. You will slaughter and massacre them wherever they are. That's what I said before, and I stand on it. You will kill each and every one of them. You will slaughter their families wherever they are. That's what I said. Because
yes,
I remain without fear before my enemies. I must do this work for my country. I don't care what it takes. I will serve my country. Because man did not determine that I should come. Chukwu Abiama determined that I should come. As simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. We are relentless, for goodness sake. Relentless. That is why we are who we are. Relentless. And Biafra will come under my watch. Biafra will come, or everything here dies. So nobody will remember it. We all die with them. Lunatics. We have another caller on the phone. You will please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello, good evening. My name is Scott. I'm calling from Switzerland.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Switzerland. I really want to speak with the director. Am I speaking with the director?
Yes, it is me. Go ahead.
Okay, right now I'm listening to the news right now. I really want to ask a question. Because over here in Switzerland, we have a lot of branches here, like Zurich, Geneva, and Solothurn, and other places. We really need a branch here in my own city, but I want to know how we can get in touch with other people that are broadcasting the news in other states, how we can get in touch with them.
What you need to do, yes, there are our people are there. What you need to do is to contact, are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm in Switzerland.
Are you on Facebook? I know you're in Switzerland. Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, yeah.
Are you part of us on Biafrans in Switzerland? Have you joined them?
No, I've been starting. That's what I'm starting right now. I'm talking to you, listening to the
Good.
News as well.
Go and search for Biafrans in Switzerland. I think one
okay.
of our officers spoke a while ago. You asked to join. You will join that very
okay.
group. And then you write to them. And then you're part of the family. And then they will tell
okay.
you what to do. We are the largest
okay.
family on the face of the earth. The largest. We are not
yes.
a group of people. We are a family. Wherever you go to, you are attending a family meeting. I feel sorry
yes.
for those of them inviting us to child dedication. And I'm thinking to Oliver, can you actually handle it? How can you invite Biafrans to come to your child dedication?
Okay.
Which hall can contain them in Italy? Which field
okay.
can contain them in Italy? But we shall go there. I don't know when that is planned for. I expect Oliver to come back to me. That is our coordinator in Vicenza. He will come back to me. This is Radio Biafra. Thank
okay.
you very much. Go there. You join your people. They are your family.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Director. I'm very grateful to speak with you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
I am here to serve my country, and I must do it. Give us a name where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Okorabia de Mano Nnamdi Kanu Okorabia de Ma Anyi Sokwa Genazu Okoro de mmanu nam de kanu. Okoro bia de mma ani sokwa gi nazo. Okoro bia de mma o. Nam de kanu okoro bia de mma ani pukwa gi nazo.
My name is Andrew from Trinidad and Tobago. I greet you, my director.
Thank you.
I greet the people of Biafra. My director, I have only one thing which God said I should do for you, to be praying for you. That is it, because I've noticed nobody, they will only thank you, nobody pray for you and the people of Biafra and your crew.
No, but in fairness, there is a sister, there is a reverend, there is a nun, a reverend sister in Frankfurt. She prays every blessed day for me. She's a Roman Catholic nun, and she prays for me. And she also calls me on the phone to tell me. Thank you very much, my dear brother. I am very grateful for your prayers. Maybe
can
that
I
is where Tukwa Abiam has sustained me. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Father, I thank you. I bless your holy name for our brother, Nnamdi Kanu. I thank you also for his own crew, people like Uche Mefo, Karamonde, Rita Nobogo. Father, I bless you and the rest of others. I bless you because of you are the God. You are Chukwa Biema. In you alone we trust. In you alone we lead us in battle. Father, we are already fighting the battle. Father, we call upon you to send your angels to guide us. Especially your son, Nnamdi Kanu. Protect and guide him. Bless him in whatever he does. Protect his going out. Protect his coming out, coming in. Bless him in the morning, bless him in the afternoon, bless him in the night. Whatever he's doing and wherever he's doing or anything he's doing, protect him. Do not allow enemies to come to him. Do not allow enemy to destroy our plan. Biafra must surely come. For if Biafra comes, we will never get tired until Biafra comes. And if Biafra come, we will reap the harvest of our labor. And what is the harvest of our labor? Is to serve God in truth and honesty. And see our children enjoy the product of Biafra. Father, we bless you because you are the King. Continue to protect us and guide all the people of Biafra. That Biafra will surely come. That is only struggle, which we are even struggling, which we are fighting for now. Father, bless all the children, all the sons and daughters of Biafra in this our era, wherever we are, anywhere they scatter all over the world. Father, gather them together and make them to realize the Biafra cause, so that we will bless them and guide, so that you will bless us and make our land to be fruitful and bring out the fruitness in Biafra, so that other nations will jealous us, other nations will even learn from us and say what a mighty nation God has planned. Father, may you not allow enemy to bring any bad seed among us. May you not allow any bad betrayal among us. Pick out of them and destroy them, and may you continue to bless us so that Biafra will surely come. Oh, Nnamdi Kanu, you are a blessed child of Biafra. God has appointed you these days to lead your people. You are not the Moses of Biafra, but you are the Joshua of Biafra. May you continue to lead us in battle. All this we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. I'm very, very grateful. I have been asked to do this work and I must do it. Our dear brother Kingsley has reminded me from Dublin to add the name, of course, of every commissioner. Every Hausa commissioner will be fed to the pigs. That's what we promised them. I say this thing to this very zoo. They don't understand. If a bunch of cattle riders in Achinama can frighten you, imagine what educated and learned Biafrans can do to you. Can you imagine it? Abubakar Shekau is a cattle rearer. He's a wanderer. He wanders from place to place. We are learned people on our soil. This zoo is finished. It is finished.
every traitor amongst us, every conspirator, every Ifajuna will be cut down. Here we are in, and they think we are joking. They are about to find out. 3 steps. Remember the dead, remove all the Ifajunas, all the traitors, and then we face our enemies. I don't want a Biafra that will come by peaceful means. I don't want it. It will make you very lazy and useless. We want a Biafra baptized in the fire of war, so that our children will read about us and say their fathers did this. Not, oh, they went for a meeting, they ate cake, and they served them tea, they drank Bonvita and pure water. What nonsense freedom is that? Is that how you get freedom? Can't you look at Nigeria the way it is? Oh, but I'm not an athlete. Can't you see how useless they are? Do you think I will sacrifice everything that I am to fight for a country that will look like Nigeria? Is that what people think? Do you think in this Biafra there will be no running water? There will be no electricity? No good roads? Somebody will go and open foreign bank account in Shemebri? Are you drunk to be serving your people with a foreign bank account? There will be no convoy. Who will escort you? Can't you escort yourself? This is going to be the most civilized nation on the face of the earth. We are going to knock every building down and rebuild it. Every structure will be knocked down and rebuilt. We are going to build a place fit for the habitation of Chukwu Abiama when it comes to earth. This country called Biafra is going to be beautiful. I can assure you, beautifully built, where every man, woman, and child is equal before God and before the law. Everybody. And no houseboy. If you want to do housework, get your children to do it for you. Let other people's children do it for them as well. Houseboy, in Biafra, you must be mad. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Obioma Chukwunyerano. I am calling from Qatar.
From Qatar, please go ahead.
Yes. Is that Ike Chukwunyago?
I am on Namde Kano.
Okay, my airport director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
We have been having a problem receiving Radio Biafra here. That's another thing. But I don't
know. I say this all the time. Whenever anyana hanu him, anyeparu nu gog now we lose it. If we go to war right now, our people don't listen. I will say this now again. Radio Biafra, we have 4 listening posts. If radiobiafra.co does not work, then you go to peopleofbiafra.org. If that doesn't work, you go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If that also does not work, you go to www.biafratelevision.co. One of them must work.
Try out Biafra TV.
Yes, biafratelevision.co. We are there.
Okay.
Because Jonathan has 300 million and we don't. He is using it to attack us. That is the truth. I know twice here, but we don't lie. They have employed professional hackers to hack us down so that you will not receive Radio Biafra live transmission. That's what they're doing. They have more money than we do. But we are Biafrans. By tomorrow, our engineers will overcome them. Our technicians, of course, will overcome them by tomorrow. They are wasting their time. They can't stop us. We are unstoppable. Unstoppable. And when we announce ourselves to the world, you will hear about it. Your wife will wake you up, or your husband will, and say, I'm hearing something about Biafra on CNN and Al Jazeera. Then you know we have started our offensive. And it will not stop until everything is destroyed. Then they will know. We are not terrorists. We don't believe in bombing, killing people, innocent people. We don't believe in that. We believe in disarming and destroying this satanic entity called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, fabricated in the head of one man, one hopeless white man from Scotland, that deemed it fit to name a people after a river. A river that the people own,
You're naming them after a river. Why don't they change Britain to the Thames area? Why don't they call America Mississippi? But black people don't reason, you see. That is why they call them monkeys. A white man can leave their house, come and round you up together, cattle, a head of cattle, and give you a name, and you accept it. You say you are a professor, you are a chief, you are a this, you are a that, you're educated. How can you be educated when everything you do betrays you as nothing more than a mere baboon? You can't reason. That's why you can't see Biafra. But for those of us that see Biafra, we know that therein lies civilization, therein lies life, therein lies hope, and therein lies human dignity and progress. That is why we do what we do. Because we love our country more than we love our own lives. That country is Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Good evening, Director. My name is Peter Ewuzie. I'm calling from COP. I'm the coordinator. Director, I want to appreciate you. I want to appreciate what you're doing. Director, I'm very happy this evening because people have been asking. You are not going to go to Biafra land to broadcast, but today, this evening, you're in Biafra land. Director, I want to appreciate you. I want to appreciate all our Biafrans that are here with you. Iketuku Enyago himself, Osteokeke, Chuka, and our coordinator in Enugu, Rita Nibogo, and Barisa, all the national coordinators and zonal coordinators. Director, may God bless you. May God keep you and keep those Biafran that travel from Europe there with you. Director, yes, we are here with you. Director, we'll do anything we take, it will take to support Biafra to come. Director, our brothers there, they have tried. They sacrificed to be in Biafra land in order to get Biafra for us. God will protect them. God will protect you. All of you there in Biafra land, God will protect all of you.
Yes, sir.
Director, go ahead and do what you're doing. God is with you. We pray for you every day. Many people pray for you, even not even calling on radio praying. A lot of people are praying because you are doing that which God has sent you to come and do. And like you always said, that man did not determine that you will come. But Tuku Abiyama determined that you will come. And that's why you are serving. And that's why our brothers there with you, those fearless brothers, they are there to work with you. Director, may God bless you. Director, God will bless you. I don't know what to say, because I'm very, very happy because many people are talking to me, some Igbo, so why you can't go to Biafra, but today Biafra is, Director is in Biafra land with our brother Iketukwe, with Rita Nibog, Okeke, Chuka, all of them. I'm barrister, God will bless you, barrister Uchemefo, Karamonde, and all the zonal and the national coordinators. Director, God bless you. I don't know, in fact, I'm very, very happy. God bless you. May God Almighty protect you and protect our brothers with you in Jesus' mighty name. Director, please, I want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting. We are Biafran in Cork. We are having a meeting on Sunday, this coming Sunday, 27th. I want to remind all the Biafrans and the newcomers that want to come and join us. Let them come and join us so that Biafra will come in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you and bless all Biafrans. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very, very much. Sometimes people want to be yours. I'm grateful for all the prayers. I'm here with your fellow Biafrans. They left the life comfort. Some of them have built houses, but they are sleeping on the floor. They have their own houses. They have built houses, but they are sleeping on the floor, not because they love it, but because they love their country more than they love themselves. And Chukwu Abiyama cannot see all this suffering, very genuine suffering. and then overlook his children. If not for any other thing, but for our sake, he will give us Biafra. We must welcome. You want to say something? We have. Yes? Go ahead, please.
Good evening once again, my good people of Biafra. My name is Okechukwueze. I would just want to share a little bit of what I learned today from our women. And I'm sorry for those of us that are not very close to their mothers or our women, because today I found the reasons we use the names like Neka and then Naamaka as a name in Igbo land or Biafra land, if I may use the language. These our women are loaded with wisdom and knowledge. Some even go as far as telling us their visions and dreams about this struggle and about Biafra. And when you listen to them, you see genuineness and seriousness. Unlike some of our men that don't even know where they belong. It's only here you see somebody belonging to one party today and tomorrow the other, but our women know where they stand. I can tell you with what I saw today in Owerri. These women are formidable and they are very much strong. And I just want to tell our men that if care is not taken, this woman will overtake us, and it will be a very big embarrassing situation to our men that are hiding under some wrapper in their bedrooms while our women are out planning big and seriously to prove to the world that they are the mothers of the land. They give birth to those children that are dying in the north, to those children that are being raped in our bushes, in our forests, and in our farms, that they are the ones that give birth to those men, those young men that are roaming the streets after graduating without getting a job. Soon, with what I saw today, with what I heard from them, with what I can find out, I can tell you categorically that these women are very much strong. And with time, they shall prove their worth to the entire world. I also want to urge other people, especially our men, because it will be a shameful situation when men become the gossipers these days and women become the action takers.
But that is what the women have always done.
It is a very serious situation, because but I found out that obuzikwa mgbonye ahụ ugbu a obuzikwa nwaanyị na anụ ọgụ nwoke nwala akụkọ. It's a pity. I don't want to belong to that category of men, and that's why I'm out, and I'm urging other Biafrans, whoever you may be, to come out. You can call our office line, you can equal call my line. We are always out. We pick your call and we tell you whatever you want to know. We explain whatever that is confusing you. These ladies told us today that some of the findings, some of the things they find out is how those our politicians are manipulating our people. That they even gather our people and share them 500 naira and tell them all manner of stories. One even told us how they try to share flyers, Radio Biafra flyers, in one of Yoruba church in Imo State. And the pastor came out, a Yoruba pastor came out to tell them that if anybody talk about Biafra in his church, every one of them will go to hell or they will die. I don't know how authentic, but I believe in what they said. Because according to the reporter, they said that the man even had a kind of register. When you come to the church, you will put your name down. This is what we heard today. In Owerri. That is how bad and how dangerous the situation has become. in our own land. They are now giving you condition when to come to their church and how to come in and what you bring as tithe and offering, while our men that are out to defend and fight for our cause are even hungry. Some cannot even find ordinary water to drink because there's no money. Why will these people will force us to pay anything as tithe? Some will even tell you to go and sell your property and bring as tithe and offering. Well, I don't know if that is not another kind of brain enslavement. And it is very dangerous because this is not the original life that we live in the past. According to the history and the little I meet, because I grew up with my grandmother, I am sure that this is not the original Igbo people. We have faded like cloth. This is no more the people that we used to be. Otherwise, how can we be shaking? Warriors are now puppets. Fearless people are now cowards. It is very, very shocking situation. But I believe that by the time our women come out and prove their worth, maybe we will come out of our shells like tortoise and begin to act. But it may be too late by then. That's my experience today. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you very much. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you so much, Brother Oke, for your view of a meeting today. Actually, I don't have much thing to say than to thank our brothers and sisters who have been praying for us. I must tell you people, my best friend, the prayer is getting too much. I must be honest with you. The prayer we are receiving, the thanks we are receiving, is out of hand. We appreciate you all, and we ask you to keep doing the good work you are doing over there, because we are here in Biafra land and we are ready to face it, whatever that comes out of it. All we know is Biafra must come. And I want to use this opportunity to assure you all, my fellow Biafrans all over the world, even the enemy of Biafrans, that we, the gallant Biafran here in Biafra land, with our director, we are fearless before any motherfucker. We are fearless before any human being. Hence, you don't have double head. Nothing. We are guaranteeing you 100% that we are safe. Our director is safe. Nothing is going to happen to any of us. And we are going to get Biafra. Hence, you keep supporting this very struggle in truth and honesty. We will never fail you. As we have said, so shall we do. We have do. And we are here. We have been meeting in one place to another. Every blessed day, we are not relenting. We have been going place to another. We have been meeting. Caliber of men are coming out. My people, I must be honest with you. Everybody, even the Yorubas, the Hausas, everybody is fed up of this country. Everybody is tired of this contraction called Nigeria. That is why when I see my people defending this contraction, this evil forest, defending this evil forest, I feel like to use machete and cut off their neck, because they want to die imbecile. They want to die a fool. We did not choose that way. Please, we ask you, we keep begging. We have made a move, and we have never relent. Believe me, you, after our 30th of May, the struggle will change. You might not hear our voice anymore, but we are there. We assure you, this zoo will burn down. Just a little, we have witnessed what of the one to come. We are going to burn them. We are going to match them fire by fire. Anyhow they want it. Even if they give us Biafra in peace, we are still going to repay them back all they have did to our people. all they have did to us, all the frustration they have rendering to us all this year. If you check how many years you are, wherever you are listening, you know you have been a slave. If you are in abroad, your own is double slave. Can you imagine? So that is why we are going to pay them back for all they have did to us. And we are going to get Biafra. Believe me, you, Biafra is at our hand already. To compare what we are going through here, to compare the caliber of men we are meeting here, to compare the group we are working with here in Biafra land. Please, we ask you, double your support, double your effort in this very struggle. Once again, my name remains Osto Keke. We are fearless before our enemy, hence we are in our land. That is why we fear no winch. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We must. That is the cardinal rule. If you work for your country, you must be without fear before your enemies. If Onwatuegu had fear in him, he would not have driven two armies. He would not have driven two armies away from Umuahia when he launched his counteroffensive against them. He was a very gallant soldier, a very brave man that served his country. On the 30th of May, we remember him and all those that fought and died for their country. We shall honor them forever. Ohaneze Ndị Igbo could not do it. The arch traitor himself, Osman Rafael Ogbazurike, a Hausa man in disguise. Oh, how they have shamed the name Biafra. May Chukwu Abiamah forgive us. On the 30th of May, I will perform a very private prayer myself. I will apologize to the dead and tell them to please, wherever they are, they must forgive us for allowing somebody to come and toy with the precious name Biafra. But we know that Biafra is an ordained project by Chukwu Abiamah himself. Therefore, Lucifer will try everything possible. Satan will try everything possible to becloud our sense of judgment by sending us somebody who is fundamentally fake. But we have seen beyond that very fake facade. And in the horizon is a Biafra shining, beckoning us to come, because that is where the glory is, not in what you see around you. That is why that name came, Nkiruka. You must look beyond what this criminal called Wazurike has done to the name Biafra, and look beyond that. That is the meaning of Nkiruka. Everything we do on Radio Biafra is based on our ancient proverbs and adage, all of them. I am one person. I am the only person, I can guarantee you, that believes in all our adages, all of them. And I work with them. What we have simply done with Radio Biafra is to demonstrate Igwebike. That's all. We raised the largest family known to mankind, called the indigenous people of Biafra, all over the world. In every country they are in, they answer Biafrans in that very country they reside. We are formidable. We may not be very rich. We prefer it this way. Chukwu Abiamah is not daft, because if we had all the money in the world coming in to run Radio Biafra, do you think we would have developed this technology that allows us to broadcast from any surface on the earth? Do you see how Chukwu Abiamah works? It's quite miraculous. When we were suffering and crying and saying, how are we going to reach our people? How do we bring this gospel to them? God said to people who should have given us money, no, don't give them. He hardened their hearts until we struggled and scraped and found something that even the BBC doesn't have. They cannot do it. They cannot do it. Today, Radio Biafra is not only formidable, but very deadly. We can take Radio Biafra to anywhere, even China, and broadcast from China. Something that no media house has ever done before. We are here in the zoo. We don't need their hopeless permission. They can attack our websites. The more you attack our website, we are Biafran people, the more ingenious ways we come up with. You will show us a technology we never even knew existed. And we are going to shock them. A Biafran called me and told me he discovered a technology that will revolutionize communication. He's at Nnewi. I have a meeting with him on Thursday. Indeed, the zoo is finished. They don't know what they're about to find. I told you, in this land, we give birth to engineers, to doctors, to the finest brains mankind can find. We don't have to go to school. I was not trained as a broadcaster. Uche Mefo was not trained as an engineer. Barrister Mamezu was not trained as a commentator. None of us. None of us. But here we are today, that Nigeria is voting $300 million to stop us. But with the little money that we are begging countries to contribute, we are going to defeat those with $300 million budget. Do you know why? Very simple. Chukwu Abiyama is with us. This is Radio Biafra. Somebody has been waiting on the line for a very long time. I don't know if they're still there. If they are, they must give us their name and where they are calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
I'm still here, my director.
Please go ahead.
Sorry, I'm still the guy that called before. Now, the only people from Switzerland, the general PIO of Switzerland.
Thank you. And we are back to you again. You can say any other thing you wish to say. Please go ahead.
It's just an important issue I need to somebody to hold on with. Sorry, director, I want to give my number on the air. I need that the coordinator of indigenous people of Biafra in Paris, I want him to contact me with this number. And I know you might be listening to the news. And may I call the number, sir?
Please go ahead, my dear brother. This is your radio station. You own it, after all. So you can do or say anything you like. Go ahead.
The number is +417795754 68. I repeat. +417795754 68. Even if he can't call, let him flash me and I will call him back. And there is something I want to chip in, director, for what you said about Edo people. I like Edo people myself also. I have some friends of them. And whenever I go to evangelize about the good news of Biafra, even when some of our people are talking abnormal, many Edo people here are telling me the truth. Because even Edos, they are, I don't need to know if they are the one that are suffering.
My dear brother, I want to halt you here. I want to interrupt. I want people to do an experiment. I want you to pick out 10 Edo people, pick out 10 Igbo people, not Biafra. On the Igbo. Pick out 10 Igbo people, pick out 10 Edo people. Go and evangelize to them. No Edo person will ever tell you not to preach Biafra to him or her.
Yeah.
Go and look at those Igbo people born inside the gutter, outside, of very wayward women. They are the ones that will tell you no to Biafra. I have said it before. If I had a sibling that would say to me, oh, no, 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 don't come to Biafra, I will go to my mom and ask her, are you sure my father is responsible for this one? I will do it. No human being born of a true Biafran blood. I challenge anybody. That is why we have autonomous communities. I challenge anybody on this earth to tell me that they have met somebody who is Biafran who does not want to be free. I challenge you. If you go to that person, I will bet anything I have. They can even be an ambassador. I can tell you that the person that pregnanted the woman that gave birth to him or to her is not Biafran. Science. Anybody that says no to Biafra, not saying, oh, please, I want to know how it's going to work. I want to know. I'm interested. Anybody with any outright hostility is not Biafra by blood. Please go ahead.
So, director, when I was talking with one guy from Edo, I was telling this guy, because he myself, I like them, but there is something I see as a problem between Edo, even when Biafra comes and we are trying to give them a free vote to vote if they can join Biafra or not. I told this guy that Biafra, we don't need any fraud. We don't need any people that will come up with some kind of religion to, you know, to destroy what we have fight for and suffered for. I'm talking about concerning when you come to a building, there are a particular area called Auchi. And if you know this Auchi very well, you will know that Auchi is dominated by Muslims and Hausa.
No, there's a difference. My brother, I'm coming. Hang on. We are not talking about Edo State, very clearly. Not Edo State, but Edo as a people. I have always said here that you should go and look at the arrangements between other principalities like San Marino, like Monaco, and see how the arrangement works. Edo people will govern themselves. They will be on their own. The attachment to Biafra will be on issues like defense. We can have a common defense policy, but Edo people will govern Edo people. They will run their own economy. Nobody will interfere with them. As simple as that. We are not saying Auchi or other people, Edo as an ethnic group, Edo as an ethnicity, not Edo State.
All right. I understand you right now. So that is why I called my director. I thank you and everybody, every Biafran in every city, in every world where they are. We are really grateful, and it's about time we come back to our land and govern our land and worship Biafra in truth and honor. May God bless Biafra. Thank you, my director.
Thank you very much, and thank you very, very much. May God bless you too. Chukwu Abiyama, that's his name, not God. Chukwu Abiyama, that's his name. Let us go and take this very call. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. If you can hear me, you will proceed to give me your name and where you are, please.
Yes, good evening. This is Anthony Odeyi. I'm calling from Mumbai, India. Anthony Oluchukwu David.
Anthony Oluchukwu David, are you part of the Biafran family in India?
Already. I appreciate the good work you do.
Are you part of the Biafran family in India?
Yes, I have just joined the indigenous people of Biafra in India this evening.
Wonderful. Go ahead. Go ahead.
This evening, about an hour ago or something. They have also given me a number to call, which I have called, but it's very late here. Right now, it's 8 a.m. here right now. So, okay. I'll call the coordinator tomorrow to know how they are organizing it here in Mumbai, because there has not been any movement.
Okay.
So, I want to say that I really appreciate the good work, and I would like to encourage all Biafranites living in Mumbai, in India, all over the world, to come out in full force and join this struggle, because let us come out and get our freedom. We are not demanding anything from Nigeria. We are seeking our rights. Biafra has been a victim before Nigeria, so it's impossible for you not to get it if you know that you should come out and fight for your freedom. So I want to congratulate and thank every coordinator, our Edo director, Nnamdi Kanu, our Edo barrister, and all the board of members and coordinators of Radio Biafra in Biafra land and all over the world. So I myself, I'll be making my own contribution. I'll try and keep up with it, because I want us to get our freedom. And I can't tell you how sad and how much we have suffered in that city called Nigeria.
So this is what I just want to say. I am happy that I got through today. I've been calling for the past 1 week or so, but it's, you know, we have people all over the world calling at the same time. So I appreciate that I got through today. So I will still be listening to Radio Biafra. I am one of the campaigners. Even before calling, I've been campaigning. I've been preaching to my friends in around the world that they should listen to Radio Biafra in this week. So that we can identify so we can regain our freedom. So thank you very much to everyone. And we also here in Mumbai, India, I believe very soon you people will be hearing about us.
Thank you very much for that. I am grateful that somebody actually found us and joined the family in India. Hopefully with your inclusion, hopefully with your addition, India can be a lot stronger for it. We know that Christian Wilson has been doing excellent work. Please go and compliment what he's doing and the rest of the family there. We have a caller on Skype. You have been trying for a very long time. Now, finally, you are through to us. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, Director, my name is Odelemo Oloku.
Yes, my dear brother. Go ahead.
And I'm calling from Manchester in the UK. Director, let me, as always, I salute your courage and that of your team, of UCHMFO and Emma Mezu. And the fearless Biafrans in the studio with you, and my fellow Biafrans, I salute you all. Permit me to say that this struggle is no more a child's play. Everything promised is delivered. Those remaining are on the way. You have proven the skeptics wrong by also broadcasting from Biafra land. Earlier today, I was speaking to some people, group of people in Anambra State, and from my observation, I find a situation where our pregnant women are not only worried about their unborn babies, but are also worried about what happens after they put to bed. I'm worried about if someone will come to them and take their baby at gunpoint. This is the situation where we come from. And yet, so many people are waiting to be begged and pleaded with them before they can enjoy this struggle. For me, Director, I think the time to beg and plead is over. Callers should stop saying we are pleading or asking people to join. If anyone wants to join the struggle, let them come out. If they don't want, let them continue to hide under their bed. I believe the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, they've done their job properly. They've created a lot of awareness. Those that are currently doing their best for the struggle should increase their efforts so that our men in the field will carry out the job we send them to do without lacking. Director, I will not sign off without thanking those of us in Manchester here, every one of them that are committed to this struggle. They know themselves, and I say well done to you all, for my fellow Biafrans. Finally, before I sign off, this Sunday we're going to have another meeting on the 27th of this month. The usual time is 5 o'clock. Venue remains Manchester Fire Service Community Room, Thompson Street in New Cross. The postcode is M45 45FP, Manchester. It is the street before the big Chinese supermarket along Oldham Road. It's a walking distance from Piccadilly. And this telephone number, anybody who is interested or who is missing his way anytime, can call us on this number. It's a 07827434649 or 0741-522-7145. Director, once again, I thank you. I say may God continue to guide and bless you. God bless Biafra. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, my Deborah. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
On the Skype, are you talking to me, Director?
Yes, but I'm speaking to you. Yes, your name, please, and where you are.
Okay. My name is Opeka Madoka from Anambra State. From your club.
From your club.
By the grace of the coordinator of Biafrans in Angola.
In Angola. Thank you very much. We are also in Angola. Yes. Please go ahead.
Okay. First of all, Director, I want to thank you so much. In fact, I have to say welcome to Biafra land. I'm very glad to have you there.
Thank you.
You see, we continue our work. I want to urge you to put some, to throw more light on issues concerning abandoned properties or concerning the properties of our brothers in Lagos and, you know, all the part of the zoos. Because while we talk to our brothers here, I talk to about two people, but they keep on telling me, you are doing Biafra, so what about our properties? Well, because, you know, if even if there is war or after the war, that the buildings and all these things, they will no more belong to you, that you will lose them. So I think many of our people doesn't want to come out to join this struggle because of all these issues. So I would like you to throw more light about those things, explain it in such a way that they will understand it, please, because that is the major problem we are facing. The majority of us doesn't want to come out because of those things. So we have to hit the nail on the head about those things, clarify them well, very well, for them to understand. Director, please, this is what I want to add there, so that you know what we have to do about that. Please.
Thank you very much. I tell you what I want them to do. Yeah. I wish they will hog their properties and Boko Haram will come and blow them up. And they will die inside those properties. They claim, this is the problem I have with hypocrisy and Christianity. You claim you're a Christian and you read the Bible. What happened to the wife of Lot? Don't they read it? Nihia konobanko wa. They will die where they are. They took your properties before. It was Mbakwe that I used to say, first fool, no be fool, pro, second fool, no proper foolish. You must be an idiot. They took your properties before 1967. In fact, after 1967, they took everything from you, including the money you had in your bank. You still went back to Lagos to go and build. And because of that, you won't support Biafra. May you die inside that your property. You think I'm going to beg you? Oh, you and said this, Chineke Bokwawako. You will die in your property. You're a mad person. You put property before your life. You come back to Biafra, and within 2 years, if you work even half as hard as you did in the zoo, you make so much. Every banking Jewish family lost everything they had in every pogrom in Europe. Did they start killing Jews in Europe today? Every time they kill them. Every time they kill them. And each time they lose everything. And what you're telling me now is because of property. And I tell you to go to hell with your properties. Go to hell and roast. You lost a property in Diobu, mile 3, Port Harcourt. You went back to mile 4 and built another one. Are you not an idiot? Are you not a fool? Did you not hear that Queen's Drive in Ikoyi, our late leader Ujuku was dragging it with Yoruba people? Don't you know that Yoruba stole his property? Unechefuola, don't you know that? You still went back to the same Ikoyi to go and buy land and build a house. You are a fool. To those the gods want to destroy, he first makes them mad. I said it today on Facebook and people are crying all over the place. IGBO, Igbo. What have they done before? This stupidity is being perpetrated by people with the red cap saying they are chief. Listen, Igbo. I wrote and somebody is weeping, seriously, saying, why should I say this thing about you? I said, tell me one incident in your life when an Igbo person, Igbo, a group of them planned ahead, 1 year ahead. If all these people investing in Islamic country of the north and Yoruba, if they had sat down, all of them, and decided to build a railway line from Lagos to Anisha, they would have accomplished it by now. If they had wanted to come here and develop this economy and insist that Calabar Seaport must open and Port Harcourt Seaport, they would have accomplished it. But do you know where our problem started? Is from Nnamdi Azikiwe. Nnamdi Azikiwe was born in Zungeru. He was living outside, lived his life in Lagos. He was speaking Yoruba, very fluent in Hausa. Everybody copied Nnamdi Azikiwe and started to live outside. It became fashionable to live outside, to abandon your father's house. How many Yoruba people are living in your village? How many houses have, now houses have come anyway? They're living here now, but they're about to kill us. That's what they're doing. Our people are really, really daft. Tell me one thing you women have done before. They have planned in advance. Anything, can somebody tell me? Call on the air and tell me. In fact, they have done nothing. That is the truth of the matter. Igbo people do not plan in advance. This is the only time that... Look at what you said about memorial. Governor Godswill Akpabio, our own governor in Akwa Ibom State, he has built something. Has any governor... Do you know the reason why Akpabio built it? Is to encourage the so-called Igbo governors to come out and identify with Biafra. But none of them took it. Do you know how angry our soldiers are that died, that fought for you in the trenches, no food, no guns? They charged enemy positions with bare hands. They drove away the Nigerian army. We beat them at Abagana. We drove them away from Owerri. We drove them away from Omuahia before it finally fell. These people fought for you and died. You could not remember them. That is how wicked you are as a people. That is my hatred for Igbo people. They are stupid. That is my hate. People fought and died for you. Somebody sacrificed for you. But you remember Jesus Christ. He died for you. So what, who do you think Onwuachukwu died for? Who do you think Onwuachukwu died for? I'm asking you. But you celebrate Jesus Christ. I'm not begrudging you. He died for me. I'm now asking you, all those Biafran soldiers, who did they die for? You remember Jesus every year. But in 47 years, Igbo people, you have not remembered men that sacrificed their lives so that you can live. You lack honor and you lack shame. That is why you build houses in the north. And that is why Boko Haram can kill you with impunity. Your stupidity is staggering. It is my duty to remind you of how hopeless you are, that Biafra is your only redemption. People fought and died for you without bullets. They fought and died for you, sacrificed their lives. For 47 years, you have not remembered them. But a white man told you that somebody died for you somewhere. You celebrate him every year. The very brave men and women of the Biafran army, the finest army to walk the face of this earth, the bravest of the brave that fought the whole world for 3 years and held out against every manner of blockade, both air, land, and sea. There we are in the trenches. Their children, some of them, their children were dying of kwashiorkor, but they were at the war front fighting for you. They died for you. And on the 30th of May, to be honest with you, you go there and you ask for forgiveness. You will ask them to forgive you because you have been very, very wicked to their memory. This is Radio Biafra. We must bring this program to an end on that very sober note. I have meetings with people. They are coming to see me. I go to see them. I am here to serve my country on this very sceptered land. I am without fear before my enemies. This zoo will fall. I thank all of you for listening, and I hope that some of you who are Igbo, after listening to this broadcast tonight, will become Biafrans. The same way that the governor of Akwa Ibom State is, Godswill Akpabio. He is an Ibibio man, but he is a Biafran. A very brave Biafran. Others can't emulate him because they were not called to serve their land. We believe that we are called. We believe that what we are doing is here to sensitize, to bring our people's mind to the fore, for them to realize that only Chukwu Abiyama can save them, and to turn to him in truth and honesty. You cannot remove the worship of God from Biafra. Biafra will be a secular state, yes. But the foundation pillars that will hold this very beautiful civilization will be founded on the knowledge and the fear of God. There is no country on this earth that has a village named Umuchukwu, the children of God. None. There is no other place on this planet you call earth where people worship God with the name they give their children. Our land is holier than Jerusalem. Because even in Israel, there is no community answering the children of Yahweh. None. Only us. Because Chukwu Abiyama comes from here. You have annoyed him. That is why he has brought desolation and destruction. That is why in fact, you have buried so many people. You no longer talk about burial. You call it call to glory. That's how sad it is. We are here to let you know the truth. And that truth shall set you free, rather. That is why we proclaim with every certainty, with every conviction, with every belief that we hold very dear, that this Biafra we preach about on a daily basis is our religion. And on this very platform, Radio Biafra, is where we worship. Because only him, Chukwu Abiyama, can be, ever be our God. He will guide, sustain, protect, and keep each and every one of you and your family. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. And good night from your own very capital here in Enugu.
We shall always reach.